Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Are we rolling? Hey, welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hey, yo.
Pam is over there.
Hello.
Phil is over there.
Hello.
So AJ had an asshole moment on the road.
Huge asshole moment. Yeah, I'm turning myself in on this one. Something I always say, I always see people with their phones driving. And the thing is, you should always be paying attention to only one thing while driving, and that's driving. And I broke my own friggin' rule.
When did this happen?
Yesterday. I was heading over to one of our appearances.
So you were heading to the appearance?
To the appearance. I'm on 95. It's in the 4 o'clock hour. I'm not sorry. It was actually,
doesn't matter.
Yeah. But I'm heading over there, and there was traffic because of some road work going on. So I see this white Ford pickup, and on the back it had a Trump Pence sign, like that, like took the entire bed of the truck. I've never seen something like that, so I got excited.
All right, so it took the entire bed of the truck. Was it just a sign,
or was it? It was a sign.
Someone sent me a picture on Facebook and showed like they had a whole outlet line of Donald Trump that was lit. And
yeah,
it was really extravagant.
No, this is just like a large campaign sign that took actually the tailgate of the truck.
Okay.
But he had it all fastened to everything. I'm like, that's pretty cool. It's on a Ford truck, an American truck, you know, Trump Pence on there. So I wanted to get a photo of it for the Chaz and AJ Facebook page. If I was going to send it over to you or post it myself. So I turn around, I break my phone out. I get it to the camera setting. I'm going to take the photo. In the corner of my eye, I happen to see this guy in a little Fiat in front of me slam on his brakes because I guess he wasn't paying attention to what was going on either. So I turn around. I'm like, panic stop. I throw the phone in the air to grab the wheel, right? And the phone hits the floor. It goes under the passenger seat. I nearly creamed the car in front of me. And just as like, you know, as I'm like, you know, kind of like coming to my senses, I see this guy who was alongside me the whole time just turns on screaming at me, goes, you should be paying attention to fucking driving, you fucking asshole. Like screamed so loud. I heard him like he was standing next to me. Through the glass, you know, both glasses of the vehicles, both side windows. And I just felt like such an asshole. I'm like, you know what? You're right. I am. I don't know what made me do it, but I'm like, from now on, I will never, ever do that again. So I turned myself in during dumbass news. I'm a total asshole. That will never happen again. I don't know why I got so excited.
That's okay. A weird thing to get excited about.
I just because I never saw it before.
All right. So I have a text from you on your way back from that promotion.
Right.
Okay, on my way back home from a Fox remote.
Right.
I will have the top 10 list for you soon. Do you texted this while you were driving? After
I did this I did the vocal thing. Actually,
did
I was
still.
I was but no, but
you know how to
but,
do that.
But I was sitting. I was sitting completely stopped when I did that.
Right.
Yeah.
You did.
I wasn't on 95 yet. I was going on to 95. I was waiting at the light before you get to 95.
Okay.
Voice to text.
The voice to text. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think you know how to use that.
Yeah, I
so
do.
Then
prove
I wrote,
it.
So
do it right
I
now?
Wrote, have fun on 95.
Let me do it right now.
And then you texted back. Like, all right, so you didn't really learn your lesson. All right, AJ's going to show us. He knows how to do voice to text.
Chaz, I'm on 95 right now. I'll send you the list when I get back. Thank you.
All right, but you're looking down at the button right now.
But
you're
wheel. I was at a red light when I did this.
You have said, and I know you did call yourself an asshole, but
right.
You have said that even at red lights, you shouldn't text and you don't do that.
You're either. Right. You're absolutely right. But you know, yeah. You know what? I got nothing. I got nothing. I'm a total right. Fucking asshole.
You called yourself
okay?
out on it. So,
right.
Yeah.
So I called myself on it. So I apparently need rehab.
What's funny about this is AJ knows how to use the voice to text much better than Pam does. Because Pam tried to use it with me this week. Go ahead. You want to say
something?
You're getting
you'll
mad.
You finish and then I'll tell you what really happened.
That was it. Is you just you? So she sends me a text that says, call me. So I call her and she's like, hey. I'm like, hey. She's like, what's up? I'm like, I don't know. And she goes, no, I was using the voice to text thing. What did it say? I didn't see what it said. I was like, it said, call me. So here I am. She goes, okay, we're good. Like, I'll be there soon. It's like, okay, bye.
So this is what happened here. That was pretty dumb. I was driving to work and I realized I forgot my card to get into the building, so I asked Phil if he can let me in. So I'm driving. I didn't feel like I couldn't like text him. So what I did was I tried to do it through my Jeep because it has that option where you hit the button and you can say your text message
through
and then
Bluetooth.
Through your Bluetooth, yeah. Through your Jeep. Yeah, through my car. So I thought I did it, and I just hit, and I thought I hit send because I said, hey, I'm just getting off the exit. I'll see you soon. And then I hit send. And then he calls me. I'm like, why is he calling me? I didn't understand. So I'm like, what did my text message say? So I didn't realize that I hit a generic text, like send a generic text that says call me through my Jeep. I didn't know if that was
that'd
an option.
Be so funny. She never turned that button off, and like everything she's ever done in that car is like being sent to all of us. That'd be so fucking awesome. You know,
I'm really not sure how to do this.
I grab over here. Is that what I do? Grab over here.
Well, it wouldn't have recorded it because I just hit the generic, you know, call me button instead of
recording
what I said.
Yeah, I'll have a number two meal, please.
Right.
It was the most confusing phone call, though. I'm like waiting for her to give me information because you just told me to call you, and then you're like, what the hell? Why are you calling me?
I was like,
me?
Why is he calling me? I just told him through text message that I thought
technology.
That I'm getting off the exit now. I'll see you in a minute.
Technology can be the death of all of us. It is.
I was so confused. I'm like, what did I type?
AJ's onto some funny shit, though, man. Like, if that thing just kept recording.
Yep. If it
and we're just randomly being sent shit from what's going on in Pam's life.
Like that free-range chicken in that commercial for Geico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just everywhere she goes, we're just getting these messages, you know? Right. Fast food places. She's pissed off at somebody in traffic. She's having a romantic interlude in her vehicle again.
Which
whatever happens.
Right.
We're just getting
Roxy.
These random things.
Yeah,
right.
Roxy.
Roxy.
Yeah.
The mostly it's
room.
Making out
you
with your
Roxy
dog
room.
In the car.
You the big girl. So that actually did happen to me once. This was before I worked for you guys. So unfortunately, she doesn't have the audio anymore. But apparently, I accidentally called my friend Stacy and left her a voicemail. I didn't realize that I was calling her. She calls me and was like, you just left me the best message of all time.
Oh, butt dialed?
It was a butt dial. I was in my car. She said I was singing along to a song.
Oh, my God.
And then somebody must have cut me off. So as I'm singing, I stop and I go, you motherfucker!
So it turned
and then I go back to singing.
Tourette tune. Yeah, it's probably like Journey, something sweet and sentimental. So you, fuck you, asshole.
Right. Motherfucker!
Turn to you with open arms.
Yeah. I just got paid. It was probably like a Backstreet Boys song or something.
I desperately want to hear like real, like not that you guys know that it's recording like road rage from all of us.
Oh.
And like who would be the worst? I think it might be Pam.
Really?
I think AJ. I think we
I
know what we get
AJ.
With AJ. Because like he's like Mr. like rules of the road guy. But I feel like he just like lets it go out and he's a mumbler. I feel like you're a screamer.
Oh no, I'm a screamer. Trust me on this. Yeah, ask my wife. You know, there are times she like wants to get out of the vehicle. She'll tell me, stop. I want to just stop. She gets that mad. You're scaring me. You're scaring me.
Like
stop.
Yo,
yeah. She'll be like, just let me out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I get to the point where
so when she says stop, she's not telling you to stop being crazy. She's saying
stop the vehicle.
And let me
I
want to
get out because she knows I want to fuck this person up badly in front of her and she doesn't want to be a part of it.
I'd rather walk on the side of the highway than be in this passenger seat right now.
Right. It's
right.
More dangerous to be walking down the highway
on the
than
nose.
To be in
I'm,
your car.
I'm the worst.
Has
I'm
she
the,
ever
I'm,
gotten
I'm,
out?
I'm the foaming at the mouth. I'm a viral video away.
Oh, we're missing some good
this
stuff here.
We got to find out how to record ourselves.
How do we do this?
You know what?
I'm going to leave a GoPro on 24/7.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to upstage you guys because you guys are probably, you know, crazier than me with road rage.
You've had your moments,
but
too.
But I just
want
to say that I've had to bring my car to the body shop twice because people have challenged me.
That's
when
true.
When lanes have ended and I fucking won. Or
right to
lost,
the end.
However you want
to
look at
right
it.
Right to the end.
But I don't fucking quit.
You traded paint.
You don't
there
move.
Was one time with the Shelby, I was going to one of our events.
Which I'm surprised with the Shelby, you did this.
West Haven, two lanes are coming into one. I see this old guy. He's looking ahead, but he's not fucking giving up. And like he could see the nose of my car, and we're both going. I'm like, this motherfucker
it's
is not going to give. And I'm like, fuck you, man.
It's
like,
on.
This is my, you're coming into my fucking lane.
Exactly.
We hit our side mirrors.
Yeah.
His pops. Boom.
Nice.
Brakes.
All right, you win.
Mine
no.
got, like, really scratched badly.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I thought, okay, he's going to pull over now, and we're going to exchange information. I'll buy him a mirror. I don't give a shit, but
yeah.
I won.
Yeah.
And he kept going.
Really?
Like, he was just acting like...
I wonder why he kept going.
Because he had to go to the ER. He was like, oh, I'm having a heart attack. This guy won't let me lane.
Yeah, this guy's going to kill me.
He probably...
I don't care about that. I want to live.
I didn't even think about that. Maybe he died of a heart attack.
Right. His wife's dying in the back seat. Honey, I'll get you there. I'm supposed to get past the Shelby.
Oh, he's an old man.
Right. But somebody has to be in the car with me because I don't...
yeah.
verbalize anything unless someone's in the car with me. Like, I won't say really? Anything. I'll be like, fuck you. In my head, I'll be like, fuck you. You're going down.
Right.
But if someone's in the car, then all of my thoughts I'll say out loud.
Yeah. Oh. Gotcha. So I think what we got to do is, I mean, this will never work for me, but tell who's ever in the car, like your significant other.
Got to record
if
when I go
ever
crazy.
Start freaking out, just silently hit record. Just like, don't make record. A scene. Like, just put it on record.
Yeah. All right. That sounds like it could be a lot of fun.
Could
yeah.
be. Called road rage.
And Phil shot a gun this week for the first time.
Many guns.
Mm.
Yes. I had a great time.
He was Rambo.
yeah.
That obsessed? Should be your costume for Halloween, Rambo.
Oh, my God.
He just started shooting guns, man. Philbo.
Philbo.
I kind of like
Come
that.
Come on, I get to wear the pants. You have the gun belt.
You got the hair. You can get that guns. Hairstyle.
Yeah.
I could do that weird dance before I punch someone in the throat.
Right, you put the, you get the knife, you get the knife, you get the friggin' wig. Philbo.
Yeah, you can cover yourself in dirt.
I totally have the arms to pull it off, too.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that would be the funniest costume because right. you don't.
Exactly.
You
know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
No, I like to go with the layers because it's usually cool on Halloween, so I like to feel warm. Everybody's like, oh my God, I'm like, no, like that's stupid. Like now you're out there cold, you're wearing a jacket, mm-hmm, and sure. now no one knows what your costume is.
Right.
Yeah, I was looking last night, you know, I'm a last minute costume person. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to be last minute. I'll be like 7 days before.
You can be on it this time, yeah.
Not really on it, but still. So I saw a couple costumes. And I thought, oh, this looks good. One was a gorilla carrying a cage, and you're the gorilla and the guy in the cage.
Okay,
right? Oh. Have you seen those?
That's interesting. It's
usually they're homemade. So yeah, but like this was a $200 costume.
What's, right, but how do you pee in that?
Don't spill anything.
It's how do you pee?
Right.
You can't drive.
How do you eat?
It's super fucking hot.
Hard to drink.
Like oh, I'll be miserable, but it'll be fun.
Exactly.
You know. But
right.
then there'll be someone who actually made one that looks like 100 times better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm standing next to them all night.
And you pay for yours. So. Yeah.
I thought, all right, I'll pass on that, but I found one. I'm really excited about it.
Cool. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. And it's not like, I don't want to build it up because it's not a big deal, but I'm,
but the fact you're excited about something.
Okay, winner. I didn't even have to look through the website anymore.
Right. The fact you're excited about it makes me excited to see what it is.
Yeah. And I could drink in it.
Nice.
I can drive in it.
You can
not drink and drive, but I could drive first, then drink and have someone else drive me.
You can pee in it.
I can dance. I can like pee.
Exactly.
I can do anything you want to do.
That's job number one. Right. Eating and expelling.
Right. But yeah, those monster ball tickets are going fucking fast. Holy shit.
They're quick.
Yeah. And I know it's going to be, you know, like a lot of people on Wednesday. Hey, man, like you got to get those tickets right now.
Yep. Don't dawdle.
Amanda's excited. She's been getting like, so she's one of those people that like assembles her costume through multiple pieces. Right. So she's got 90% of the pieces now and she's very excited. Like she's like, ooh, look at the wig I'm going to wear. This is the shirt that I got today, you know, and these are the glasses I'm going to wear. Like,
that's
she's very excited. And she put like was putting like most of it together last night and it's going to look great. If you haven't watched Stranger Things, you're not going to catch the reference, but I think the people that have watched it are going to be really into it.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
We are Stranger Things.
Yeah, so Jennifer and I last night laying in bed right before turn the lights out. Oh. And
shut up,
she said, because I said, oh, I'm excited about my costume, but I'm not going to tell you
said
what
I can
it
tell.
Is.
Oh, she's doing
be
secret
a surprise.
Too?
Right.
No, I said that to her.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
And she said, do you want to know what I'm going to be? And I jokingly said, no.
Oh, no.
Nah.
Oh, no.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I don't.
And
she's like, are you interested in what I'm going to be? I'm like, no, not at all.
Oh, no.
And then about half a minute went by. And I'm like, so what are you going to be? She's like, no, I'm not telling you.
Oops.
I don't know.
You had one opportunity.
You,
you had one opportunity.
Yeah.
We should
Well,
guess.
You know what? Like, once you piss her off, it's like, all right, now you're fucking done.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You've been dismissed.
And now I'm done.
You've been dismissed.
Yep.
Is she going to be a witch?
No.
Every year. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she has been a witch a lot. Yeah.
Right. So I don't know because, you know, she'll order something, then it'll come in, she'll try it on, and she'll start second guessing herself.
Oh, yeah.
And then she'll go with something like she wants to look and feel sexy, but also be dressed up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been pretty much the same thing every year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She said it's something from the 70s. So, I mean, that could be anything, including a witch. But
true.
Who knows? But her fallback is the witch, so...
That's her go-to.
Go-to.
Yeah. In case of emergency, break glass, be a witch.
Right. And AJ, what are you doing?
I'm going to be a surfer dude.
Surfer dude?
Surfer dude.
Yeah, more fucking flip-flops.
Basically, yeah.
At some point in this fucking year, we'll stop seeing your feet. It's fucking October.
No, Christmas Day.
It's never happening.
Jesus
Christmas
Christ.
Day.
I'm praying for the snow.
Even in the snow.
Pam, do you know what you're going to be?
Yes. I'm going to be Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
Oh, that's perfect.
It is.
That's perfect. With the makeup.
Yep, just the makeup. I feel like the makeup's going to be so fun to do.
Just be yourself personality-wise.
Yeah, that's a fun costume.
And she gets to use half of her costume from last year for this one.
What was it last
year? Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah.
It's essentially the same thing.
Yeah. No, it's not as... No, I get to wear a wackier outfit.
Yeah, Mimi's like an office clown.
Yeah, she wears like a weird moo-moo, like grandma.
So you're going to do the pillows underneath deal?
Yes, yeah, I am.
No,
I'm
going to more potato chips.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do pillows and tape the pillows to my body.
Oh, nice.
So you're going to be too warm is your problem.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
I know.
Right. That's all right.
It's going to internally combust on us.
Yeah, you're going to have a little bit of alcohol. You're going to dance for like two songs. You'll be like, why am I sweating so much?
So hot.
Are you doing a song or something, AJ?
I mean, I can. I mean,
People seem to like it.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, I could do the Halloween song that I wrote, the Metallica one. If the band knows the Metallica song, if they know, you know, Fuel by Metallica.
Right. All right, we'll check with their song list.
Yeah,
check in with them.
Yep. So someone's got to get me that.
You should do something surfery.
Yeah, like Beach Boys or something.
Beach Boys, yeah.
Yeah, I could do the Beach Boys.
I don't think you can.
Beach Boys it's song? High. It's very
it's
high.
High.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I could be like Beach Boys now. They don't sing high anymore.
Hey. Anything else going on? No.
Pam's having a heart attack over there.
Just
I guess.
Can't do it.
Pam's choking on her tongue again.
Yeah.
Oh, don't. If I'm having a seizure, don't reach in my mouth and pull out my tongue.
Oh, no, we learned that already. Yep.
That or ask you to play a soundbite. Apparently.
Yeah.
No, can I just defend myself for 1 second on that?
No, I don't want to hear it.
I can turn her mic off here.
All right. Yeah. This is the Week in a Review podcast.
The Week in a Review.
Son of a bitch.
I'm Chaz. This is AJ.
Bye-bye.
Pam's over there.
It was a 9 o'clock bit for 8 a.m.
What the fuck did you just say?
No one knows.
What was that?
It was a 9 o'clock bit. That you wanted me to play during 8 a.m.
9 o'clock clip.
And I was focused on you and not what G. Moran was saying, which was my bad. I'm not blaming anybody.
Bad.
But I was so focused on you, Chaz.
That's not true.
Yes, I was.
No, this is right.
I was.
Okay.
It's your fault. See, it's your fault now.
I'm not blaming him. She's half telling the truth now.
She didn't have the clip ready, but now she's saying why.
But this is why. This is why.
Chaz, you told her to have it for 9, not for 8. It's your fault now.
No.
Right.
I'm not blaming him. We have clips
that we play at 6 and 8, 7 and 9.
Right.
So that was a 9 o'clock clip.
Yes.
But if you're listening to what Moran is saying... Yes. He talked about a specific point in the debate, and I'm like, oh, we have it right here.
Right.
Right. And...
Yeah, okay, that's it.
No, but you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong.
But when you say but, you're not saying you're right.
Well, what can I say instead of but?
Just say...
Goodbye?
Yeah, I fucking dazed out for a second.
Right,
I said, okay.
I told you
I did daze out for a second. I did.
Mike Francesa goes to sleep during interviews.
He does.
In New York. Pam, it's okay.
I did daze out for a second during J. Moran. But I shouldn't have done that.
This is more annoying than just fucking up. This
no,
is why
I'm just
when
saying...
she makes a mistake now, I just say, Pam, let's just fucking move on.
Right.
Because... This is the worst. It becomes a thing.
This makes me
more pissed than when the mistake happens, right? So it's like, all
right,
that was annoying.
Then I knew
but
I was wrong.
We're still living this fucking thing. It becomes, you know, another segment, and then it's fucking Loser
it
of the Week, and
life.
Then now it's here. And it could have been just, yeah, I fucking dazed out.
I dazed out.
Done.
Yes, you are right.
But.
Because. And the reason why I played the 8 was because I dazed out and I look at the clock and I see, oh, we're in the 8 o'clock.
You're getting that sound.
So let me play the 8 o'clock clip because I dazed out and I had the my cursor and the little
this
clicky thing here.
Just like
was right
mouse? You can't think of the word mouse. This is what's hilarious.
Everybody's ganging up on me.
No one's ganging up on you. No one wants to talk about this.
Yeah, we're done.
You have forced us into this conversation.
I just was teasing you. We could have just moved on. I feel like I brought this whole thing up again now.
I'm not blaming. I'm not trying to make excuses. I just
want to
let you know that I'm aware that I fucked up.
We all are.
That doesn't sound like it.
Yes, I did. I know I did.
Doesn't sound like
it. I did.
And it wasn't a big mistake. Like, once we move on, right? So we didn't get the soundbite played, and then I start talking to Jay. It's over.
I know. Yeah. They stopped the whole thing.
No, because you.
All right, so now you sound like you're crying, but you're not. You're laughing.
I'm not. I'm not crying. I'm laughing. I felt bad about it. I really did.
It is. You want to immediately rectify what
went wrong.
Because
it's like, oh my God, like, and it and I, you know, the whole thing. I knew. Like, dude, like while it's happening, I knew. But it's like my finger was not fast enough. My brain wasn't, like, nothing was. The synapses were off. Okay, there we go.
And that's a week in review.
It's easier just to say.
I fucked it up. I did.
No, you don't even have to say it. You say I dazed out.
I did. I dazed out, Chaz.
And then
then, boom.
And can I? All right, one fucking story now. Okay.
Oh no.
All right. No, we're not done.
I did.
Yeah, we got to fucking interview someone from The Simpsons in 2 minutes. Now I'm not going to be ready, but I don't give a shit because I'm telling this story. All right, so we're at this very fancy place. This week with all the bosses and people, right?
Yeah.
I'm never called upon to speak.
No.
Right? Because it's just, it's everybody, it's like a brainstorming thing. Right?
Yeah.
So they're talking about something that's on the board. I'm following along. And all of a sudden, Pam goes, do you think that door behind us locks? I'm like, no, why? She said, because that wrestler who's coming on tomorrow is trying to call me and he might be canceling. Like, I want to check in on this.
Right.
I'm like, oh, no, yeah, no, I would definitely do it because we need to know now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I hear Keith's voice say, and Chaz has more on that.
No.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, no.
And Pam, the door closes to dump. I'm like, I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
Oh.
And Kristen looks at me like, really?
You weren't paying attention.
No, Chaz, I didn't
drove an hour and a half up here.
Right,
oh
hour
my
and a half for just the this moment. The only fucking time in a meeting.
Oh my God.
I'm asked to say something. Oh. I'm like, what were we talking about?
And there's no graceful way to
right.
do it.
So and we're talking sorry. About the morning show in Hartford and all this, you know, important stuff.
So from now on, yeah. Pam's name is Gremlin.
But I'm not blaming Pam.
You should.
I'm not blaming Pam
just
for
blame
this.
Me.
It was
it's
me.
Bob Backlund's fault.
It is Bob Backlund's fault.
That's right. That would be the Pam way out.
It
fucking
is.
Bob Backlund.
You know, if he wasn't on
chilling.
Vacation,
doesn't
he
know we're in a meeting?
Call me
such
earlier.
A mess. Really?
I'm so sorry. I really did not know
that. No, that was not your fault. That was my fault. And I said, what were we talking about? And
but
then I
distracted
tried to excuse
you.
My way out of it. And I didn't really have a good answer for what we were talking about.
But what were we talking about?
I won't be invited next year. I can tell you that because I brought nothing to the table.
Yes, you did.
Moment. Yeah. Anyway,
neither
we're
try.
Good. All right. That's the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye again.
Pam's over there.
Yeah. My fault, always. Not blaming anyone.
Is over there.
Bye.
Thank you.
Download our iTunes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. All that shit.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.